Today we have a question from one of our lovely listeners who is writing a book and she wants to know how to stay on track. So I'll read the question. I'm writing a children's book, but I realize that I often get distracted. For example, when I have writer's block, but I want to stay positive and keep at it because I know it will be good. How do I stay focused? I can't just wish for success. I have to work for it. That's a very good point. Great question. So what do you do if you want to do something, you want to make it happen, like writing a book or doing a project, but you just don't feel like it? There's some block there. It's not happening. I want you to know, first of all, this happens to me all the time. It happens to nearly everyone all the time. I'm working on a project now that I've had such ridiculous resistance to. It's actually just been funny. You know, I remember a few days went by and I just couldn't do anything. It was quite amusing. In the bigger picture, I'm extremely productive, actually. But there are definitely days where it's just not happening at all. So I know what you're talking about. So here is what I would recommend. And this has worked extremely well for me in my life. I have produced loads of books, courses, trainings. I've created multi-million dollar businesses. I mean, I've done so many things because I've been able to overcome this resistance. So here's what I personally do and I recommend to our students. The first thing is to accept the fact that there is something, a real thing, called the resistance. So you have a vision of what you want. You have this beautiful thing you want to do. You want to change in your life. And then there is this negative force called resistance that is trying to throw us under the bus. It's trying to throw us off track. It's trying to sabotage our joy. It's trying to stop us sitting down and doing the work. And many people don't recognize that this is a real thing. And so they just get totally taken over by it and they don't even know what happened. And years go by and nothing changes. So just having a name, having a word for it is very helpful, the resistance. So instead of thinking I have writer's block, there's something wrong with me, realize that anytime there's a noble pursuit, you invoke the resistance, try and block it. Any great work, any great project, any great movement has had resistance throughout history, and that's perfectly normal. So when you know that that exists, you're starting from a place of understanding what you're dealing with. Once you know that, the next thing to do is to dedicate yourself to a regular practice, even if you don't feel like it. Why is that? Why is a daily practice important? Because the muse or the cosmic energy, the divine energy, the inspiration will actually start to show up once you sit down and start working. This is the difference between the amateur and the professional. There's a couple of books I recommend on this very topic, which I think you'll find very helpful. One is called The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield, and the other one is called Turning Pro. So The War of Art and Turning Pro. Those books are really important to read if you're having any sort of creative pursuit, because they talk very, very directly about the resistance and how to overcome it. I've personally found them really, really helpful for myself. Because when you are wanting to do something, there's going to be all these excuses not to do it. And the professional realizes that this is a scam from the mind, from the resistance, and sits down and gets to work. I've personally found recently, I'm working on this project, and it's been so difficult to do. And, I don't want to. And I just force myself to sit down. Just sit down, Mike, just sit down. And I have this sand timer, like old school sand timer. And I say, I'm just going to do an hour. I'm just going to do an hour. And if I can't handle an hour, I say, I'm just going to do 25 minutes or just 10 minutes, right? Once I sit down and start working, then it's great, actually. Like, give me 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10 minutes. And everything starts to flow. So I've written about 20 books. I've done loads of courses, programs. The hardest part is just sitting down and doing the work. So I recommend that what you do is get those books, read them. They're short little books. And then get into a practice, get into a habit of doing it. And you will find that once you start, you get in the zone. And even if what you do isn't the best ever and you might have to change it, that's fine. It doesn't matter. The fact that you did it builds a habit, builds a habit, builds a habit. Momentum is one of the most important things in life. And momentum, of course, takes a little bit of time to get started. But once it's there, then it has an energy of itself that you then benefit from. And if we stop and start, stop and start, stop and start, then we don't get the momentum, and then it's always harder than it needs to be. So once we have a habit, the force of habit actually helps us do it. So I've noticed that if I take too long off doing something, it takes a really long time to get back into it. But then once I do get back into it and do it regularly, then it becomes easy. So think about, when is a good time for you to work on your project? And how can you just sit down? When I was writing my books, I was writing like every day for about 3 years. I wrote a lot of books during that time. And my practice was get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and then at 5 o'clock, make some tea. I had a very strong mate with honey, local honey from Hawaii. And I'd write from 5 to around 7-ish, and then I'd go out and watch the sunrise on the beach. And then I'd walk on the beach, and then I might have some ideas about what I was writing and come back and do a little bit more, and that was it. But a lot of the time I just did my 5 to 7, and that was all I did, and then I did other stuff the rest of the day. Many, many writers do the 5 to 7 schedule because that's a time when a lot of other people are asleep. You don't have to do anything else at that time. And then you kind of win at the beginning of the day. And success is yours. Now, if you're not a early riser, and that sounds very disturbing to you, getting up at five o'clock, then don't do it, obviously. You find a different time that's going to work for you. So think of a time that will work for you, whatever it is. And then if you can do it again and again and again, even if what you write you don't think's that good the next day, it doesn't matter. The fact that you did it builds the strength, builds the practice. And before you know it, you've manifested what you want. So get a writing routine. Break your book down into smaller chunks so that it's not just this big thing. It's very useful, by the way, if you're stuck and you don't know where to start, right? What a lot of writers do is they end their previous session in the middle of a sentence. I've heard a lot of people do this. So they don't finish the sentence because then they have to start from the beginning. They have an incomplete sentence. So they go back and say, let me just finish this last sentence, and then they're in the zone. That's an interesting idea. Creating a reward system is good. So I always like my tea, and then I went for a walk on the beach. So they're both kind of reward at the beginning because I like tea, and then a reward at the end, going for a walk. Or you could even say I'm going to have cookies or do some fun thing that you want to do. It's also, of course, important to visualize the outcome, which we've talked about a lot on this podcast. And don't worry about it being perfect. Just get it down. Trying to be perfect, perfectionism, ruins our joy. So just visualize it, do your best, put the time in, give yourself rewards. I also often listen to certain music. There's different playlists that have certain music that kind of put you in the right headspace that aren't distracting. There's all these different things. We have to recognize that there's resistance and come up with these various methods to overcome it. Stephen Pressfield, in his book, he talks about his routine. He's got his lucky canon. He's got his special little thing that he has on his chair. He's got his books all arranged perfectly. He's got this, and he's got this really over the top elaborate routine. And he has this invocation to the muse. And he has all these different things that he does, because he knows that those little rituals will get him in the right headspace. So we have to take this on ourselves and say, what do I need to set up in my life so that it's easier for me to do this? And even if it's lots of bizarre routines, as long as it works, then it's great. So hopefully this has been helpful for you and for everyone listening as well, to overcome that resistance, get in the practice, get in the habit, get in the routine. Because it's these daily practices that lead to success. Wishing you every success and enjoyment in your manifestation of this beautiful project and this beautiful vision. This applies to anything we want to manifest. Some version of this we can use. So enjoy the process. Keep smiling. Have a sense of humor about the whole thing. Understand what you're dealing with. The resistance is a funny and dangerous problem that we all have. And as long as we keep moving forward, success is yours. Lots of love. Talk to you soon.